This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday warned Americans that COVID will get worse before it gets better. The United States is the nation's hardest hit by COVID-19 with 24.51 million cases and then 410,000 deaths. More than 4,000 Americans died of the disease on Thursday alone for a second day in a row. Even so, vaccine rollout, which the administration of former President Donald Trump left to the states to carry out without a federal blueprint or sufficient funding, has been proven to be choppy. The U.S. is doubling down on its support for Taiwan, following China's dispatch of warplanes near the island in an apparent attempt to intimidate its democratic government and test American resolve. Taiwan's defense ministry said China on Saturday sent 8 bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and 4 fighter jets into airspace just southwest of the island, part of a long-standing pattern of Chinese incursions aimed at pressuring the government, President Tsai Ing-wen, into caving to Beijing's demand as she recognized Taiwan as a part of Chinese territory. The latest Chinese overflight came on the heels of President Joe Biden's inauguration, emphasizing the island's enduring position and the divisive issues between the sides that also include human rights, trade disputes, and most recently questions about China's initial response to the coronavirus pandemic. The State Department on Saturday said it notes with concern the pattern of ongoing attempts to intimidate its neighbors, including Taiwan. There was no immediate Chinese response on Sunday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday that he looked forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden on their shared goals, including tackling climate change. Johnson used his first phone call with the U.S. president to become Biden's announcements that the United States would rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization, and they discussed the prospects of a free trade deal. A spokeswoman for Johnson said the leaders also discussed the benefits of a potential free trade deal between the two countries. On Friday, Biden spoke to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. A construction site of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, which former President Donald Trump had touted as a major accomplishment days before leaving office, was seen abandoned during a visit by Reuters. The sites in Sunland Park, New Mexico, appeared deserted after U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order halting construction of the border wall. Biden has ordered an immediate pause to construction of the border wall and end an emergency declaration by President Trump while he was president that helped authorize funding for it. The 644-kilometer partially completed wall represents arguably the most concrete legacy of Mr. Trump's 4-year administration and his overhaul of the U.S. immigration system, including a crackdown on migrants crossing the southern border. Remembrances continue for Larry King, the longtime nationally syndicated TV and radio host, who was a nightly fixture on CNN from 1985 through 2010. As the host of Larry King Live, he did win many honors during the show's 25-year run. King had died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, according to his production company. No cause of death was given, but a spokesperson said on January 4th that King had COVID-19 and received supplemental oxygen and had moved out of intensive care at the time. And again, the U.S. Census Bureau is suspending efforts to create neighborhood-level statistics on the citizenship and age of residents using 2020 census data. The announcement is the latest rollback of Trump administration census-related initiatives that critics feared would be used to favor Republicans and whites during the drawing of state and local districts. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.